Inaugural Address by John F. Kennedy, 1917 to 1963. In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than in mine,
In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than in mine,
will rest the final success or failure of our course.
Will rest the final success or failure of our course.
Since this country was founded,
Since this country was founded,
each generation of Americans has been summoned,
each generation of Americans has been summoned
to give testimony to its national loyalty,
to give testimony to its national loyalty.
The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service,
the graves of young Americans who answered the call to service,
surround the globe.
Surround the globe.
Now the trumpet summons us again.
Now the trumpet summons us again.
Not as a call to bear arms.
Not as a call to bear arms.
Though arms we need.
Though arms we need.
Not as a call to battle.
Not as a call to battle.
Though embattled we are.
Though embattled we are.
But a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle.
But a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle.
Year in and year out.
Year in and year out.
Rejoicing in hope.
Rejoicing in hope.
Patient in tribulation.
Patient in tribulation.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Can we forge against these enemies a grand and global alliance?
Can we forge against these enemies a grand and global alliance?
North and south, east and west.
North and south, east and west.
That can assure a more fruitful life for all mankind.
That can assure a more fruitful life for all mankind.
Will you join in that historic effort?
Will you join in that historic effort?
In the long history of the world,
in the long history of the world,
only a few generations have been granted,
only a few generations have been granted,
the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger.
The role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger.
I do not shrink from this responsibility.
I do not shrink from this responsibility.
I welcome it.
I welcome it.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places.
I do not believe that any of us would exchange places
with any other people or any other generation.
With any other people or any other generation.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor
will light our country and all who serve it.
Will light our country and all who serve it.
And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
And so, my fellow Americans,
and so, my fellow Americans,
ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow citizens of the world,
my fellow citizens of the world,
ask not what America will do for you.
Ask not what America will do for you.
But what together we can do for the freedom of man.
But what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Finally, whether you are citizens of America or citizens of the world.
Finally, whether you are citizens of America or citizens of the world.
Ask of us the same high standards.
Ask of us the same high standards
of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you.
Of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you.
With a good conscience, our only sure reward.
With a good conscience, our only sure reward.
With history, the final judge of our deeds.
With history, the final judge of our deeds.
Let us go forth to lead the land we love.
Let us go forth to lead the land we love.
Asking his blessing and his help.
Asking his blessing and his help.
But knowing that here on earth.
But knowing that here on earth.
God's work must truly be our own.
God's work must truly be our own.